So now you are involved in the lessons of evolution, and this time certainly has produced an evolving atmosphere, and you are doing well with it, but we understand how challenging it is. Some of the things you were just discussing with each other are pieces of the evolution. And we would like to speak to you about another one of the evolving skills. When you are in a situation where you are triggered or bothered or hurt, you have a whole level of choices about what you are going to do with all of that. And what we are talking about here is not about not reacting. We understand that that is a part of being an emotional being. But when you look at the levels of responses, we are going to speak about a few of them together. Certainly there is outrage, there is anger, there is attack. That is at one level of responses that are possible. Now, we are going to look at, oddly enough, the opposite end, which also is not ideal. And the opposite end is, this never happened. I did not feel it. It does not have any meaning in my life. I'm going to fly above the whole thing. There are many people who confuse that level of response with virtue. That is not virtue. That is separating from the reality of being human. So certainly that is not where we would like you to go. Both of those ends are very, oddly enough, both of those ends require a great deal of energy. Energy that you may not want to spend on every situation where you are feeling. So if we look at some of the middle level, some of the middle of that range, what are we looking at? We are looking at the ability to acknowledge what we are feeling, but to look over and acknowledge the source of that feeling and what kind of energy is there as well. And this is a masterful thing that we are talking about. We do not do it always perfectly, but it is a good thing to begin to add to your toolkit, shall we say. So the thing we do not always have is a complete knowledge about the experience of the person or the condition that has made us feel bad, that has made us feel upset. That is often not available. And we want to direct you to this middle because it will break one of the bad habits of women raised in a patriarchal frame. And that bad habit is assuming that if something goes wrong, you either caused it or you attracted it, or it is an indicator of a flaw in your character. Absolutely not. We need to erase those responses right away so we can be still. We can acknowledge what we feel, but we can look over and see where it came from. Now, that does not mean that if we can figure out where it came from, we do not feel it. We feel what we feel. But if you can look over and see that a wounded person is doing the wounding, let us say that again. If you can look over and realize that a wounded person is doing the wounding, then you can come to that middle ground where you can say, I do not like this. I do not feel good with it. But that wounding is coming from another source. And if I do not accept all of that energy into my own field, I do not need to continue being wounded. I can say, it is time for me to return that energy to its source. It needs to go back to the person who has been putting it out. And when you are able to do that, you've begun to understand how it is to be truly powerful. Once again, we are not saying that you need to understand every detail of that person's wounding. You do not. But you need to let your intuitive faculties allow you to identify wounding. Now, we could probably do an entire evening of identifying different kinds of wounds and how to recognize them, but that we would be long into the night for that teaching. But we would like you to understand the difference between what someone is projecting out negatively and what is really happening inside of them. What is projected out is often a wound spitting itself out on another person. In fact, that is so often the case that you would be startled to know, if we could give you a percentage, how high that percentage would be. So if it is someone's wound heading for you, and you do not take it in, but you allow yourself mentally, emotionally, to let that energy return to the person who sent it, you are a master, or a mistress, as the case may be. And we want you to become aware of this, because in these unsettled times, we are, of course, meeting many people who are out of balance. Not that we do not become out of balance ourselves, but we are not in that attacking mode. And that is the response of wounded people to imbalance. There is an attack. There is a criticism. There is a need to make someone else feel as bad as they feel. And so when we can begin to recognize this without understanding it, but just to say, oh, I think someone with a wound is sending that wound my way. I'm closing the door. I am not obligated to take in that wounding energy. Neither, however, do I need to judge the source of that energy, because it is, number one, not mine, not on my path. I didn't create it, and I'm not responsible for it. So to be able to return that energy, but not attach judgment to it, and not attach criticism to it, and not attach the many things we have actually been taught to attach to it. This is moving up into a place where we are being very good keeper of balancing emotional energy on the planet. Here is the thing. When you are able to do that, you have no idea how much good you have put into the planet, how much good you have put into the energy around you. It is quite a miraculous thing when you are able to find this balance in the middle. And once again, to feel what you feel. But when you see something coming toward you that is critical or intended to wound, you must know that that is coming from a wound. But it does not mean that you need to take it in. You do not. You can look up, recognize it, see it coming. It does not mean that you do not feel things, but you do not need to take that in. How do you know if you've taken it in? Well, usually you are physically uncomfortable, but primarily those questions begin to rise. Why did I attract this? We must someday do a seminar on attraction. That is not a good question. Since it is not you and not your wound and not your path, there is a very real chance you did not attract it at all. Someone simply brought their wound up and sent it your way. That is the majority of what happens in the things that are upsetting or angering or the things that really deplete you. So remember, because something is coming your way does not mean that you must open the gates and welcome it in. And if those questions are happening, you may need to tighten your gate. What did you do to attract it? What is there about you that made this? Be very careful about those questions. They usually are not appropriate. They are usually not appropriate. Now, when you move to a place where you can do this, the other thing that will develop is that if there is something that you need to look at, you will be able to intuit that as well. But that's that knowing in you that says, I may have had a part in this, that voice will become very clear for you. But it will not be a judgmental voice. And it will not take away your worth. It will not disrespect who you are. And it will not devalue you. All those things need to be removed from this equation. So when you are looking at all of this, please remember that this study that we are entering is a very advanced study. And play this again later if you need to, because in no way are we saying do not feel, but we are saying discern about what you open to and let in. And also discern about what you are sending back. Because that is where you are becoming the woman you are intended to be. That is the power that you are building in that middle range. So we will take a bit of time and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Let's begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a gentle rain falling and washing away the world and anything in the world that may have caused you pain. Let that energy relieve your field of the upset. Feel it gone. Now feel that there is a cylinder of blue light all around you, and it is peace. And as you breathe it in and exhale fear, you are creating protection in your own body, in your own life. So breathe in the blue light. Exhale the fear. Open your crown and feel the golden light of the universe above your crown. And feel it pouring into your body, into your energy body. Flowing into your third eye. Cleansing it, making it strong. Into your throat. Making a place for the communication of loving kindness. Feel the flow of it into your heart. And let that golden light nourish the garden in your heart. Clear away any old pain or doubt. And feel that garden come to life even more. And begin to grow. Feel the flow of golden light into the solar plexus. And let the golden light displace any of the emotions that are not serving you. Any of the emotions that might be confusers. That might alter your ability to feel the joy the universe wants you to feel. Feel the golden light flow into your second center. And let that golden light clear away shame and judgment, the old things, the old responses. And see the waterfall, the beautiful waterfall that cleanses for you anything that comes through your life. Let the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. Feel that golden light strengthening the center from which you are creating your life. And feel how strong it makes you. And how peaceful in your own strength. Let that energy spread through your body. Let it balance and heal. And fill you with love. Move your attention into your heart center. See your garden, how beautiful it's grown, and drink from the water that flows there to nourish your spirit. Now look around you and see that a path begins to move upward. And join that path without any effort, knowing that the path itself will move you forward to the place where you need to go. Now see that you come to a place where the energy of prayer is all around you. Take in the energy. And let it fill your body so that the prayer is for you, and yet it is there so that it is also for those around you. And from the fullness of prayer, feel the power of your own service when you pray for someone else. Continue up the path. And come to a place of joy. And breathe in that energy and let it live in your body. Let it bring up your creativity. And see that there is a symbol here of joy. Now move up the mountain where the gift waits for you. And the gift waits for you on an altar. Resting your mind, allow yourself to know your gift. Now come back down the path and take in all the energy that is good for you, that is good for your joy and your peace and your growth. Feel what incredible access you have to that energy. Come back into your heart center. And begin to breathe into your heart to balance in your body. When you've balanced and grounded, open your eyes.